Bible stories. Moses. Shall I tell you a story out of the Bible about a little boy named Moses? Little Daniel. If you please, Daddy, I should like it so very much. There was once a naughty, cruel king in Egypt, so cruel that he told the people to kill all the little boys they could find. Little Daniel. Oh, Daddy, how glad I am I did not live in that place. Yes, my dear son, you have reason to be very thankful that you live in this happy country where nothing of that kind is likely to happen. Little Daniel. I think it makes me think of that little hymn which I learned the other day. Shall I say it to you, Daddy? Do so, my son. Little Daniel. I thank the goodness and the grace which on my birth have smiled and made me in these Christian days a happy English child. I was not born, as thousands are, where God was never known, and taught to pray a useless prayer to blocks of wood and stone. I was not born a little slave to labor in the sun, and wish I were but in the grave and all my labor done. I was not born without a home, or in some broken shed, a gypsy baby taught to roam and steal my daily bread. My God, I thank Thee, who has planned a better lot for me, and placed me in this happy land, where I may hear of Thee. Now, will you tell me about Moses, Daddy? At the time this cruel king lived, there was a poor woman who had one little darling boy, about as old as your little cousin Ernest. She was afraid the people would come and take him away from her, as the king had given such orders. And for some time, she did not know what to do. At last, she thought she would make a little cradle and put him in it and then hide it among the tall, long flag leaves that grew in the river. So she made a little cradle of rushes and dubbed it with some slime and pitch to keep the water from coming in, and kissed her sweet little baby and laid him in it and put it down among the reeds that grew by the edge of the water. Little Daniel. And did she leave him there? Yes, but she told his sister to stand a little way off and watch what became of him. Little Daniel. Did anyone find the cradle? Soon after his mama had left him, the king's daughter came down to wash herself at the river. And as she was walking along by the riverside, she saw the little cradle among the flag leaves and sent one of her maids to fetch it, that they might see what was in it. And when they had taken off the cover, there, to their great surprise, they saw the dear little baby holding out his little hand as though he wanted to come to them. Little Daniel. I dare say he was hungry, Daddy. I suppose he was, for he had had no food for a long time, and he began to cry. Then the king's daughter was sorry for him, and she told his sister, who was standing by, to go and fetch someone to nurse him. And the little girl ran away and called his own mama. Little Daniel. Oh, how very glad she must have been to see her little baby again. Yes, she was indeed full of joy, and she made great haste down to the riverside and took the sweet little infant in her arms and gave him some food and hushed him to sleep and took care of him. And at last, little Moses grew up to be a great man. He was a very good man, too, and one who loved and served God.